You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I played against him in college. You know, he's a guy, if you let him, he can stretch the field, you know, vertically. You put pressure on him, that's when he struggles the most. You know, he can run. He can extend plays with his feet. It's kind of accurate. So we just got to put the pressure on him, keep him in the pocket, and just make him make his mistakes in the back end. We got to play tight sound coverage. And, you know, just when the opportunity presents itself, we got to go up and get the ball in the back end.
Mully and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to score. That's Eddie Jackson on Dak Prescott. Played against him in college.
And that's the theme to music to Dallas.
That is the theme music to
well
Dallas.
Done,
and
guys.
We have Sean and RJ with us.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah. Man, we doing okay over there. How you boys doing over there in Chicago?
Well, we're delighted to have all y'all on with us.
Oh, y'all. Nice to have all you on, too. You eating some brats?
We left those at the ranch.
That's the wrong state. Yeah. Come on, y'all.
Hey, what happened to Antoine Woods? Was he pulled over on his horse? What happened?
Oh!
A little marijuana charge, you know, a little over 2 ounces.
Don't act like you haven't had 2 ounces on you.
He wasn't going to play tonight anyway, so don't worry about it.
Where does that put the Cowboys among league leaders in arrests?
Oh, we still doing that.
Oh, man.
We still doing that. Would your head coach rather have Antoine Woods play quarterback than Trubisky? Like, I feel bad. I feel bad for your guy on the sidelines, man. I feel really bad for him. Is this the end of Mitch after this year?
Probably, I think he'll be back, but I don't know in the same role.
They used a number two pick on him. I don't think they're going to dump him. So I think, unfortunately, we're going to be having the same conversation in another year. But the thing is,
he is playing better though, right?
Well, no, he played the Giants and he played the Lions a couple times.
That counts.
Times.
They're 13.
So yeah,
this got to be a record for you guys though, right? Quarterback starting 3 years in a row.
Thank God. Pretty much, yeah.
Not since Sid Luckman.
I think a year ago,
in the 40s.
What was the confidence like in Dallas a year ago in Dak Prescott? I mean, I'm trying to look for a comparison. I don't know. Maybe probably higher a year ago in Dak than right now. Chicago has in Mitch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no doubt. I still wasn't sold on – RJ was all in on Dak. I still thought he was pretty much a bus driver and a game manager. Then they got Amari Cooper. Then it took off. And you talk about playing bad teams. That's all Dak has done really this year. He's put up monster numbers against bad defenses and crappy teams, which is why I'm petrified about them trying to score 20 against your top 10 defense. What score total wins this game tonight?
What anything over total? 17, 18, 19 points would win this game.
Yeah, I think.
Such a thriller. Yeah.
I agree.
I said 23-17 Cowboys. And the Bears can't score in the 20s. That's the problem all season long.
Right.
And you guys can't run the ball, right? Because the Cowboys' defense is soft. But it doesn't look like you can run the football.
Well, they don't want to run the football because it's not as flashy as throwing a pass. So
it's not cool.
Yeah, it's passé. I don't know if you've heard. Why isn't Zeke running more? Why not run him?
Because it's not cool.
Okay, so it's the same problem.
Zeke, not the same. He's not the same, guys. I don't know. Troy Aikman's the only one to say it. But he's not explosive. He's not elusive.
Zeke.
Thank you, Jerry. And he's just not the same guy as his rookie year. I don't know whether it was the Cabo layoff, but all the Cowboy fans are seeing it. He's not a great receiver, and we were against paying him. You know, I know you look at the new analytics like Warren Sharp and everyone else, but we were like, don't go ahead and pay him. And right now it's proven to be true, I think, even though he's having a nice year.
So you guys have Jerry Jones every week. We can't get the Bears general manager to speak except for training camp. I mean, how do you get
is it true that he's had plastic surgery on your show?
Next question. Next question. No, we get Jerry because Jerry wants to talk.
Yeah, he wants to come on.
And that's what Troy Aikman also criticized them for the other day, saying that. But look.
Every general manager should talk on the radio every Tuesday.
Let's not get this. Let's not take this to Jerry. I want Jason's head on the platter. Garrett comes on every Monday. Those interviews are really thrilling and fun to get through. But Jason, to me, is a dead man clapping. Dead man clapping here.
Well, is it halftime? When does he get his papers? Could it actually happen?
No. Yeah, how's he getting back from Chicago?
Kerwin Richards, right?
When they, well, you know,
cut him on the field.
It might be coming back from Chicago, or most likely after their first round playoff loss, with how much Philadelphia sucks. But do you guys think the Cowboys, that are you guys underachieving more, or are we?
Well, that's the great debate, because these are the two biggest underachievers in the NFL this season, tonight.
I think
everybody but Bears fans saw the regression in the Bears.
Yeah, the Chargers would be in that category. Cleveland, you guys.
Well,
you
Cleveland
guys,
was all hype.
Cleveland.
Yeah. Okay, so the Chargers.
You guys had a fluky season a little bit last year, right?
Oh, it
you
sure seems that way. Well, yeah, sure.
They're looks proving that this year, but you went into this season. More people outside Chicago expected the Bears to be better than 6-6 12 games in.
How many listeners did you guys have who made the dumb bet of Trubisky winning the MVP and the Bears actually that's a dumber bet than the Bears winning the Super Bowl, but Vegas had Mitch had the most money come in on Trubisky?
It had to be a family member, some Carolina booster.
Yeah.
Could have been that.
Putting some of Antoine Woods stuff in your deep dish and your wow. Giordano's over there, right?
Oh, the pizza jokes.
No, yeah, pizza jokes like
that. Pizza jokes.
Are you proud of it?
Would you surgery joke?
We're proud of our horses down here. They're the best damn horses you've ever seen.
Yeah. If I come to Chicago, which pizzas do I eat before I'm murdered?
Yeah.
Well, stop. Wow.
I mean,
Well,
you'd bring your own gun, wouldn't you? You're from Texas, so you'd be armed.
Yeah, in our stirrups.
Got my stirrups.
The score in Chicago right here on the home of the Cowboys. We all know what it's going to come down to, fellas. Our horrible special teams and our horrible kickers. I think you may have a worse kicker than us. Do they want to run Eddie Pinheiro more out of town or Trubisky?
Oh, I think it depends on the week, but probably talk to us in the morning, but probably Mitch most weeks.
I would say that the key player here for the Bears could be Cordero Patterson, because he's been awesome on special teams, and that is obviously a hole for Dallas. So watch the return game. On kickoffs could be interesting.
All right, so you're both picking the Cowboys to win.
Yes, sadly.
Not a whole lot of confidence in the Bears here.
We've watched the Bears all year. So
how about you guys?
Watched the Cowboys all year.
Yeah,
it's kind of the same thing.
Who are you picking?
I think the Cowboys will win, but I'm picking the Bears.
Good man.
Yeah,
makes sense. That's why we're really highly rated. I'm gonna barely pick the Cowboys, but I kind of root against them. I'm mad when Philly loses. Because it rewards these group of guys. Dak Prescott finally came out this week and said, we need to shut up. All we do is talk. And they're just chronic underachievers. No one here except for like three people want to see Jason Garrett get his extension. Want to see a new coach in here.
Who's going to be the next coach?
Ooh. Lincoln Riley?
Jason Garrett.
Maybe Urban Meyer?
Ron Rivera?
I would say you guys know Ron Rivera well. Would he be an upgrade over Jason Garrett?
Oh,
I think so.
Of course.
Are you kidding?
But the problem is he'd have to bring his own offensive coordinator.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, this offense is well, I mean, outside the last two games, this offense is doing well. Like, do you really want to make a change with the offensive staff? But every new coach is going to want to bring their own staff in.
Of course.
All right, going what you're going through at quarterback, would you guys be okay if Dak got $35 million or more?
I think if you're going to lead the NFL in passing yardage, the Bears would pay $40 million for that guy. Yeah,
call LA and see how they like Jared Goff getting paid.
What choice do you have? You got to pay him.
So, do you think that Dak is just the same as Jared Goff?
I don't think he's quite as good
as Goff.
I think Dak would be a bad investment at $30 million.
Mm. At 30.
Well, how much is Jerry going to give him? Isn't
35?
He's going to get 35.
Okay, I'm sorry. Well, 30 would be too much.
Oh, so
don't you think? Honestly, look at the salary cap. Why would you give that guy that much money?
Well, what are you going to do at quarterback as a replacement? And he has been an MVP candidate.
I think they'd have to pay him. I'm the other way. I think you have to pay him, even though it's a bad.
Who said that? Was that Mully or Hall who said don't pay him? Who was
me,
that?
Mully.
Mully. All right.
Mully doesn't pay anyone. Mully is a greedy son of a gun.
You need a mulligan on that opinion.
Oh,
that's right.
Oh,
that is my name, is Mulligan.
You've been sitting on that one for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. That just came to me.
Okay. Yeah.
11 minutes in isn't too late.
Yeah, there you go. So, all right, Mully's not paying Dak.
No.
And
I'm keeping him. I'd keep him.
I don't pay many people. I'd keep him. I just wouldn't pay him.
Khalil Mack, how good is this defense? Khalil Mack, is he still player of the year caliber? Well, is it a shutdown defense? Because some people are saying they've slipped this year.
They got
a
corner out. You know, Prince Amukamara unlikely to play tonight, and that's going to hurt them. So it will be an issue with their secondary. And obviously, Akeem Hicks is still out. He comes back next week. And they're missing Danny Trevathan, too, from the middle of the defense.
They're still not giving up many points,
yeah,
though.
They're a good defense, but they're not the same entity they once were. And if I were Jason Garrett, I would run the ball at them. They were having difficulties of late in the run game.
And commit about four guys to blocking Mac.
He doesn't run. Yeah.
Jason Garrett does not call the plays. He doesn't speak during games, so he can't call for the run game.
But he claps.
I don't believe in running anymore. See, he does clap a lot.
Yeah. He does clap a lot. So you would run it if you were the Cowboys.
All day.
Yep. That all sets day. Up your play
just like the Raiders did.
Yep.
And what can we expect from the Bears offense? Besides failure and disappointment.
Incompletions and 3 yards a time.
You know, they will not score early. Laughter. They will get some points at the end of the second quarter, and then they will, at some point in the third quarter, go to like a no-huddle and score then. And and then you'll leave the game wondering, why didn't they run the ball, and why didn't they stay with that, what they were doing that worked? That's pretty much
the only chance the Bears have is if the protection breaks down and Trubisky uses his legs to move the chains. Because, you know, I don't know what it is about the Cowboy defense, but quarterbacks tend to run the ball against the Cowboy defense.
Well, we're not very good. That's what it is about them. They're not very good. All right, boys. Cheers.
All right, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.